Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Many of you might have seen gorgeous pictures in the newspapers today and other places of 21 beaming faces, and they're part of a campaign featuring 21 Irish children. It's called 21 Faces, and it's organised by the Down Syndrome Centre. And Lorraine Murphy's on the line to tell me all about the 21 Faces campaign. Lorraine, good morning to you.
Hi Wendy, how are you?
Well, tell me a little bit first about the work that the Down Syndrome Centre does for those who don't know a lot about you.
Well, we set up, we're based in Cavinteely in Dublin, and we set up in 2014. We provide early intervention services for children from about 2 months up to, at the moment, preteens. So we've got 11 and 12-year-olds. But our plan is to grow with the children. As we're a relatively new charity, our long-term goal is to grow with the kids to independent or supported living. So the kind of things we do, we do baby massage, and then we have a class called Team 21 Tots, which is a parent and toddler group. That goes on for about a year and a half, from about 6 months. And then the children move into a program called SKIP. It's a special kids intervention program, which prepares kids for Montessori in school, and it's taught in little groups of maybe three or four children. And they come in once a week, and while they're being taught, their parents are in another room watching everything on a screen, which is brilliant because they get to kind of see everything in action.
But also giving the kids a bit of independence at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah. It works very well. And I suppose the other lovely thing about that program is that it can run for 1 or 2 years. So the parents become, the groups stay the same, and the parents become very good friends, and so do the children. So then we also obviously provide vital intervention services such as speech therapy, occupational therapy and physiotherapy. And they're one-on-one sessions, and sometimes we do group sessions and summer camps. But I guess really one of the main things about our centre is we embrace the whole family. And it's a place really for parents to come and meet and network and create friendships and communities. And we have a lovely family room here where people can just hang back after class and feed their kids, they can pop in and make a cup of tea. So it's more like a home from home, really.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, Lorraine. It really is about a community support. It's not just about the practical supports, but it's about knowing other families. And not just for the parents, I imagine, but for the kids themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can see, I mean, there's great friendships already being made. And I think, you know, it's great as well to see some of the parents of older kids chatting to the parents of younger kids and, you know, just telling them how they get on. And people talk about, you know, different things that are working for them. And it's really nice because I guess the parents, it's a kind of a support network as well as friendship.
So tell us a little bit then about the 21 Faces campaign. What's it all about?
Well, it started, we're in our third year now of this campaign. And the campaign features 21 children who use the services here at the centre. When we started, the youngest child was 9 months and the oldest was 9, but now they're 2 and 11. And basically, it celebrates the uniqueness and diversity of children with Down syndrome. We're asking the viewer to look past Down syndrome and see the child and see their potential. So we've created these 21 beautiful portrait photographs, and every year we take another batch of portrait photographs. And we also have, the campaign is supported by testimonials from the children's parents or their extended family members like grandmothers and aunties and uncles and even special needs assistants as well. And it also provides a fact file about each of the kids. So really the idea is by making it personal and by showing you these children's lives and their likes and dislikes and, you know, how they've really been getting on over the last year. We just hope to break down, you know, that this isn't just a child with Down syndrome. This is a child, first and foremost. And if she loves hip-hop, her favourite word is no. And, you know, just like all kids, she's got her favourite things and hobbies. And you know, it's all about really the challenges as well that the children face and that they get through during the year as well.
In terms of, you mentioned, Lorraine, obviously this is in its third year of the campaign. What sort of response have you had in the previous years to the 21 Faces campaign?
Well, I suppose the first year it was a very novel campaign and we had a great response. Last year we got a good response as well. The campaign is supported by Dublin Bus, which is great. So they actually put 500 posters up of all the kids, individual posters through their buses. We have an outdoor poster campaign, And this year, Dunstores have gotten involved in a very big way. And they've got a photo exhibition in Cornell's Court Shopping Centre, but they've actually festooned the outside of the shopping centre and some of their premises in town with massive posters. So that's given us an even better platform, really, to promote it, and more people are seeing it. It's gotten an absolutely fantastic reaction. We're getting a lot of lovely calls and tweets from parents that have kids with Down syndrome that, you know, just saw the campaign. And it's great because I suppose really the main thing about the campaign is to challenge some misconceptions about Down syndrome, and for people to, and one of the main ones would be, you know, that children with Down syndrome are all the same, they're a homogenous group, but they're not. We're trying to individualise it and show the personalities, and these aren't just children with Down syndrome, these are children first and foremost.
I know that's a big part of the campaign, as you say, is just to see the personalities. Tell us a little bit about some of the children that are part of the 21 Faces campaign and their little personalities.
Yeah, well, we've got a little boy called Joshua Cousin. He's 6, and his dog Roxy, Molly his cat. He loves visiting his Nana and Papa. And his favourite word actually is no. So Joshua is a bit of a character. He's just finished junior infants this year, and his mum Trina wrote a lovely testimonial about, you know, really how the whole school, it was a lesson in inclusion this year, and she was obviously worried about how he'd fit in and if he'd be invited to other children's birthday parties. But she said it was fantastic. There was a lovely group in the class, and he was invited to theirs and they were invited to his, and there was no difference. And I mean, for Trina, she was saying like she hopes that continues. So that's Joshua. We have Noah Kelly. He's 3, and he has just had a little baby sister. So Noah's grandmother actually wrote the testimonial this year, and it's just very heartfelt. I mean, she mentioned in it that, you know, when he was born, it was a shock. Everybody was taken aback that he had Down syndrome, but she said that, you know, she can honestly say 3 years in that he's brought nothing but love and joy to the family. And, you know, she talks a bit about his personality, so he's a bit of a stubborn streak, and you know, about his likes and dislikes and about how he gets on. So it's lovely to actually hear, you know, kind of the extended family members talking about how their kids are getting on and about their relationship and how special it is with the children. We also have a little girl, Quiva. She is 3. Quiva's a gorgeous little girl. She comes in here to skip to the program I mentioned earlier, which prepares kids for school. And Quiva's auntie actually wrote the testimonial this year. And one of the things she was talking about, which she marveled at, was she never thought she'd be doing love sign language in her 30s. And that's one of the other things that we offer here at the Down Syndrome Centre. We train families in love sign language, and this really helps the children, especially in the early years, with communication, and relieves frustration. And it's amazing, like, everybody loves it, especially the siblings. But, you know, we see a lot of aunties and uncles and grandparents as well as parents coming in to do that. So, I mean, I thought that was very special. But, they're all obviously completely different, and they've got their own likes and dislikes. And some very funny. We've a girl called Faye. She's 9. Her mum said, you know, a lot of the time now, Faye's telling her mum to have patience when she's asking her to do things. So it really kind of unlocks the children's personalities, and that's what we're hoping to do with this campaign.
And, you know, Lorraine, as we're chatting just about some of the children in the 21 Faces campaign, it's just examples of things, lovely things that any child would say, you know, whether they have Down syndrome or not. And I suppose that's part of the aim of the campaign, is just highlighting that.
Exactly. It's, you know, these children are like all children. You know, they like the same things as other children, and yeah, they have their own little unique personalities just like the rest of us. And, you know, these children need support to varying degrees, but they, you know, what we're trying to get across in this campaign is they teach us too. They teach us patience and acceptance and understanding. And you know, I think from our point of view, from the Down Syndrome Centre, the supports are absolutely necessary to give the child a good chance to thrive and to develop and to get along with their peers, and that's what we provide, and that's what we hope to continue to provide in the future. I might mention, Wendy, that we're a charity. We don't receive any government funding, so 100% of our funding comes through fundraising. This is an awareness campaign, but you know we depend on fundraising and donations to to keep afloat and to keep going.
Well, thank you so much, Lorraine, for telling us a little bit about the 21 Faces campaign, and I'm looking forward to learning more about all the kids that are part of the campaign. Thanks for chatting to us about it on Spirit Radio this morning. That was Lorraine Murphy there from the Down Syndrome Centre. If you want to find out more about the work that the Down Syndrome Centre does, some fantastic supports for children and their families, or if you want to support their work, you can go onto their website, downsyndromecentre.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.